BBC News. Hello, I'm Jerry Smith. Sudan's military rulers have reached a deal with the opposition aimed at forming a power-sharing government and ending months of unrest. The agreement was signed in a ceremony at a hotel in the capital, Khartoum. Ferdinand Amondi reports.
Sudan's ruling Transitional Military Council and the opposition forces for the Declaration of Freedom and Change signed the power-sharing agreement in the presence of mediators and foreign diplomats. The agreement envisions 3 years of joint governance that will culminate in a general election. At the signing, leaders from both sides spoke of a new era in a country that has witnessed violence and the deaths of hundreds of protesters since President Omar el-Bashir was ousted in April. Large numbers of protesters have been demanding a civilian-led transitional government, but until now, the military has been unwilling to give ground.
The commander-in-chief of Myanmar's army has been barred from the United States as part of travel bans imposed by Washington on senior Burmese military officials. Min Aung Hlaing is one of 4 generals targeted by the US, which accuses them of gross human rights violations against Rohingya Muslims. It's the first time Min Aung Hlaing has faced sanctions. Nearly 2 years ago, a violent campaign forced hundreds of thousands of Rohingyas to flee to Bangladesh. Nick Beek is in Yangon.
Some people today are seeing this as a symbolic gesture. Will it really have an impact? Certainly their family members, if they had sons and daughters or grandchildren who wanted to study in the United States, they wouldn't now be able to do this. Generally, though, human rights groups have welcomed this decision, but they'd like the US and other countries to go further. They'd like to see financial sanctions on key business interests of the Burmese military because, of course, the army still holds a great deal of power and has lots of money invested in key businesses here.
A Swedish aid agency working in Afghanistan says the Taliban have forced more than 40 health facilities in Wardak province to shut down, affecting tens of thousands of people. Our South Asia editor, Ambarasa Natarajan, reports.
The Swedish Committee for Afghanistan said denying health services to people was against international humanitarian law. It said 42 out of 77 health centres had been closed. The move by the Taliban came a week after 4 people, including 2 health workers, were killed when Afghan security forces raided a clinic in the province. One of those killed was linked to the Taliban. The medical center is situated inside a Taliban-dominated area, and officials say injured militants sometimes seek treatment in the facility.
News from the BBC.